shoved roughly onto the speeder's rear bench seat, he was reminded not to do anything foolish. Restraining an impulse to reveal that they already had, he continued to play the intimidated abductee, cowering in the seat, hands interlocked in his lap, avoiding eye contact. The speeder traveled east at a moderate speed until the first intersection, then turned in the direction of the government district and resumed the same speed for a longer duration. Sidious reckoned that they were 20 or so tiers beneath the outlying buildings of the Senate when the speeder swung west into an even broader corridor toward a district known as the Flats, or the Works, a kind of industrial plain situated well below the governmental plateau, overlooked to the far north by the Jedi Temple and the horizontal landing fields of Pius Dia Spaceport, and to the south by the Reza blocks and commercial towers of the Phobosi District, where Plagueis was attending Lars Hill's induction into the Order of the Canted Circle. The Rodian speeder pilot delivered them to an antigrav turbolift car. While pretending to tremble in fear, Sidious had come to an additional conclusion. The fact that his abductors had gone to a lot of trouble to keep him out of public view meant that the plan called for him to be held for ransom or executed clandestinely rather than publicly. The elevator carried them to a mid-level docking area of an abandoned factory, where several more guards were waiting. Oblique, particulate-suffused daylight streamed through massive windows yet to be smashed by the gangs that ruled the works, falling on items that had been deemed worthless when the factory's owners had abandoned Coruscant for less costly worlds in the mid or outer rim. Sidious's human handlers forced him to sit atop the boxy body of an overturned power droid. A portable holoprojector was moved into position in front of him, and a transmission grid placed under his feet. One of the Santhe guards spent a moment activating the projector, then stepped aside as a faintly blue, life-sized image of Grand Protectorate Senator Pack's team took shape above. Team was dressed in a richly brocaded robe and a shimmer silk tunic banded by a broad cummerbund. The stable and sharply detailed quality of the image suggested that its source was Coruscant, or a nearby core world, rather than Malastare.
"We apologize for not having provided a seat more suited to your station, Senator. No doubt the head of House Palpatine is accustomed to more comfortable surroundings."
Sidious rejected outrage and intimidation for rankled curiosity.
"Is this the point where I'm expected to ask why I've been abducted?"
Team's eye stalks lengthened.
"You're not the least bit interested."
"I assume that this has something to do with Naboo's abstention in the vote."
"That's certainly part of the reason. You should have voted as your predecessor would have, Senator."
"Those were not my instructions."
"Oh, I'm certain of that much."
Sidious folded his arms across his chest.
"And the rest of it?"
Team rubbed his six-fingered hands together in eagerness.
"This has less to do with you than with the beings you serve. In a way, it's simply your bad luck that you find yourself in the middle."
"I don't believe in bad luck, Senator. But I take your point to mean that my abduction is an act of retribution. And as such, you demonstrate that the Grand Protectorate is willing to employ the same tactics used by those who ordered the assassination of Vidar Kim."
Team leaned toward the cam that was transmitting his image and allowed anger to contort his features.
"You say that as if it's still a mystery, when we both know that the murder wasn't ordered by the Trade Federation, but by your Mune master, by Higo Damask."
Sidious's expression didn't change.
"He is hardly my master, Senator. In fact, I scarcely know him."
"He greeted you in front of the Senate building like a close friend."
"He was extending his greeting to two Jedi Masters I happened to be standing with."